Chevron has halted its oil production in Cook Inlet because of continuing threats from the Mount Redoubt eruption. The company stores its oil at the Drift River Terminal, about 22 miles from the volcano. Overnight, nearly 4 million gallons of oil were removed from the terminal and transferred to the tanker Seabulk Arctic. More than 2 million gallons still remain in two tanks at the site. They have been backfilled with water to make them more stable in case they are pushed loose by a flood caused by a volcanic explosion. Gary Folley is with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation.
The top priorities from the beginning have been the safety of the workers at the terminal, preventing a spill, and protecting the environment by minimizing the amount of oil at the terminal.
The Unified Command overseeing the response to the Drift River situation had been planning to try to keep oil flowing through the facility, but Folley says they decided that was too dangerous an option. Cook Inlet Pipeline Company, which operates the Drift River facility, is planning to evacuate all 11 workers still on site. Chevron says the oil production lost amounts to more than 7,000 barrels a day. That oil would normally end up at the Tesoro refinery in Nikiski, where it is turned into gasoline, jet fuel, heating oil, and diesel. Chevron says it doesn't know yet how many jobs will be affected, but Gary Folley with DEC says the state recognizes it will be a significant impact.
Myself, I'm a resident of Soldotna, and I can tell you that many folks in Kenai and Soldotna and on the peninsula have relatives, neighbors, and friends who earn their livelihoods in the oil industry. So for us, this is a very critical issue.
The environmental group Cook Inlet Keeper has been closely watching the potential impact of a flood at the Drift River Terminal. Executive Director Bob Shavelson says he is glad the Unified Command decided to backfill the tanks with water to prevent them from floating away. But he says the amount of oil still on site represents a huge threat to Cook Inlet.
When you look at spill response equipment, what we have in the way of skimmers and suckers and mopping tools, and then you compare that to the force and the violence and the chaos produced from a lahar and a volcano, we don't have the spill response technology to address a catastrophic spill in those circumstances.
Both Chevron and Cook Inlet Pipeline Company say they don't know when they'll be able to ramp up oil production again. The volcano will have to settle down first, but it is still sputtering. The last big explosion happened Saturday morning. Since then, scientists think it's been building a new dome. They've seen viscous lava oozing out of the crater, and geologist Margaret Mangoon says the volcano's monitors are recording frequent drumbeat earthquakes.
In layman terms, you might think of them as think of the volcano as a little steam engine. It's pushing out lava as well as gas, and each one of those drum beats is the resonance or the puff of the steam engine. That is a sign that the eruption continues and is still in a state where further explosive activity could occur with little or no warning.
Mangoon says the volcano may eventually enter a more predictable phase where explosive events will be easier to forecast.